American Samoa's best music mix, 93KHJ here with Coach Will Spitzenberg, as promised. Good morning, Coach. How you doing, man?
Good morning. I'm doing great. Thank you, John, for having me. Talofa American Samoa.
Good to see you. What are you weighing in at these days?
Around 200.
200?
Yeah, I try to keep it there. The challenge is to maintain it.
It is.
So when you're on the journey and you lose a lot of weight, the biggest challenge for most of us is to maintain that weight.
Now, what's your body fat percentage? Do you know that?
Looking around 14, 15%.
Is that where you need to be, 15%?
Yeah, so for male, what I recommend is 10 to 15% is a healthy range. And if you want to get into the, like, you know, the solid six-pack ab stuff, you got to go under 10%. Then you have to go into doing some really tricky stuff, like, you know, cutting
macros.
Back on calories and all that type of stuff and macros. But it's great. But you don't want to stay under 10% for too long. And that's why you notice a lot of the bodybuilders, they go under to 8%, 7%, 6%. And then you see this yo-yo. And then they say, okay, now it's time to bulk up. Because naturally, it's not healthy for the body to stay at that low body fat for long periods of time.
So a six-pack is not healthy.
So you can get a six-pack ab at 10% body fat. Some people have that naturally. Most people don't. So, but it's not healthy to stay under 10% for long periods of time unless it's required for maybe you're a bodybuilder or some form of some sports required. Like, I'm not sure, but bodybuilding, I know for sure.
Yeah, that'd be the
one. For women, 20 to 25% is a healthy range for body fat. So you don't want to go over 25%. You don't want to go too much lower than 20%. And you'll see a lot of the competitive women who play sports like bodybuilding, they'll go a little bit under 20% just because of the sports they're in. But usually then there's an off season where they actually get away from that, get back into the 20 to 25% body fat.
Now, what's like 50? Is 50% body fat, is that even possible?
That's I probably is, but that's massive. That's a lot of body fat. So when I was over 300 pounds, I was at 40% body fat. So I guess it is possible if you're 600 pounds to have that much body fat on you, which is usually like an entire other person you have to get rid of. So, which is very, very dangerous. And the more body fat your body stores, the more poison your body gets from the body fat. So
poison.
So it's actually literally poisoning your body. And people don't know that, but it's actually happening because if you notice, you know, your body fat is the area where most of the toxins in the body are stored. So even for animals, right, for cows, for pigs, and that's why I recommend to people don't eat the fatty parts of the meat because that's where most of the toxins in the meat is stored. And so in our bodies, too, they're stored there. And every time it's issues in the body, it gets released into the body, and it actually is a poison to the body. So what we want to do is keep a healthy body fat range. For male, I would recommend no more than from 10 to 15% is a good healthy rate.
How do you find out what your body fat is?
You can do it. You can use calipers. You can use scans. But you can do tape measure and then use some equation online.
I don't think most people, most of us, I don't know what my body fat is. Do you? Do you know what your? I guess you kind of do. You just said.
So I use
tape measure.
Taper measures. And then you take your neck, your chest, your thigh, your abdominal area. And then you plug it into an equation and then it'll tell you, like, it's not 100% accurate, but it's close enough where you can say, okay, I'm in this range, and then you can adjust it.
You can't just go by weight and height, though, huh?
No, it's hard to do it that way. Yeah, it's really hard because there's no way you can tell how much body fat you have. Because you see people that are skinny, but they have a lot of body fat. So they might weigh like 120 pounds, but the body fat is pretty high. So it can't really tell with just the weight.
Interesting.
Yeah, so you have to do the measurements. The most accurate one is doing a scan, but you don't have those scans here. They're expensive to do, so
just go to a sewing shop and get one of those little tape measures.
Just
then,
tape measures and do it, or you can use some calipers you can buy on Amazon and just take two or three areas of the body, and then it'll give you an estimated body fat that you have.
Now you are getting ready for another startup, is that right?
Yeah, so we're starting our season 20 boot camp, which starts Monday. We're inviting everybody to come join us. We'd love to help you out on your journey. You know, it's still February. Most people have their New Year's resolution, and in January, February, they're going strong, and then by March, it starts to die out. So what we want to do is to help you continue on that journey, keep you healthy and strong throughout the entire year. We've got some awesome programs laid out that will help, some incentives that will help people get excited and get things done. We started what we call the SSY wage game, where people can join that game, and if you lose 5% of your initial weight within 6 weeks, you actually get to share the pot. So you put amount of money in the pot, everybody puts in the same amount. SSY will match up to a certain amount. And then If you get to the end of the season and you lose 5%, which is really our goal for you, to lose 5% of your initial weight, then you get to share the pot with others who've done the same. So it's pretty fun. The first one we did was season 19. We had 8 people that won, and they each walked away with about $100 each because of the pot, the money that was in the pot. So it's a great incentive. And what I've noticed, it actually pushes people more to achieve their goals. Incentives are there to help you achieve your goals, but what we really are hoping for is for you to develop a habit of eating healthy and living a healthy lifestyle, because that's what really is going to matter, is what you do every day, is making it into a habit, which is a challenge for many of us to do.
Even after doing like a full 8 weeks or whatever, sometimes you can just, yes, you start a good habit and then you fall back into the bad habits.
Right. Studies have shown it takes about 90 days to hold on to a habit, so minimum. So
not 21 days.
Not 21 days. Yeah, so they've actually done a new study and says, okay, the 21 days was not very accurate. It actually takes about 60 to 90 days to actually hold on to a habit. And even then, if you're not careful, like most people will do really well and they'll like go on these really crazy diets, you know, fad diets. Oh, I'm going to starve myself. I'm going to eat nothing but this certain food. And then by the end of this, your body just fights back. You're like, oh, this is not sustainable. So it fights back. The next thing you know, you gain all the weight back. So in our program, we're going to recommend people to become Paulinarians. Don't starve yourself. Eat real food. Just eat real food from nature. And what we recommend is from the land and from the sea. So if you like taro, potatoes, bananas, you know, any kind of starch.
Now, what about, because these are kind of unfun, boring foods by, right, you know, compared to what people are used to eating.
Yes.
Sauces, condiments, ketchup. What about that? Where are you with that?
Yeah, whatever sauces works for you, put it on there. I recommend you go for low-fat sauces, things that are like very little in oil, little in fat. But yeah, ketchup is fine. So ketchup is one of the ones I eat. I use that on my food. So yeah, anything that'll help you make the food tasty for you, have at it. That'll help you out. And so yeah, any of those. But really, the more natural food you eat, the better it is for the body. And the body's already made to take care of those things. And in fact, the body actually processes natural food a little bit, takes a longer time and burns more calories processing a taro versus processing bread. You know, you eat bread and automatically, almost immediately, the body burns up all that sugar and stuff in it. So I highly recommend people, like, if you want to stay healthy, I recommend you eat bread from the tree and not from the store. Just bread fruit. So people laugh when I say that, but it's the truth. And that's what our ancestors lived off of. They lived off of all these starches, you know, all the rooted vegetables like taro, potatoes, sweet potatoes are very good for your health. Cassava, yams, those are all good for your health. Of course, any of those will be fine. Bread fruits are great. Bananas are great. Any fruits and vegetables are good for the body. Lean protein. Seafood, what I recommend seafood is because it's naturally low in fat. Okay, you eat a fish, fish are naturally low in fat. Unless, of course, you cook it in oil, then you ruin it. But naturally, our ancestors did not use oil in their food, so that's why they were healthy and strong. They lived long, up to 100 years or older for many, many years until we started having this imported food come in, and which is causing problems now for us. Diabetes was not an issue for our ancestors. Many of these hypertension and all these other non-communicable diseases was not an issue for them. But because of the way we're eating now, it's become a major issue for us. And so if we go back to our native diet, it'll actually reverse many of these ailments for our people. Unfortunately, for many of us, we're dying too young here. People are passing away at age 60. Most people are getting diabetes at 40 or younger. And so it's becoming worse and worse because of the food we eat. So if we can change our food back to our ancestors' way of eating, and then enjoy the condiments, maybe every once in a while you might have a cake, maybe on your birthday or maybe twice a year, but eating it, the ice cream and cake every week, really just does damage to the body. It's more like a poison to your kidneys, to your livers, to your organs. It's just everything. It's just not good for your health.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Scary.
It is. It's scary. And the sad thing is most people don't connect the two. They just see, oh, food. I eat food. But the problem is it's the food you're eating that's causing you to be unhealthy. Or the food you're eating is going to make you healthy. And the more healthy food, natural food we eat from nature, the body will actually heal itself from the inside out. So we've got many members who come and say, oh, my doctor says I'm diabetic now. I need to do something. So it's kind of, it's like, okay, well, if you switch what you eat and show up for your exercise, combining the two, of course, sleep and all that good stuff, guarantee you'll see results. And after one season of 6 weeks of boot camp, they go back to see the doctor, and the doctor's amazed. What are you doing? Whatever you're doing, keep doing it. And within a couple of months, they've already reversed their diabetes just because they've switched what they've eaten, what they used to eat, and also because of the exercise helps them out. Even hypertension, you can reverse that with food and exercise. eventually it'll go away. So that's my recommendation. Do it the natural way. Otherwise, you'll be taking pills for quite some time. And of course, pills have side effects that are not good for the body.
Right. They fix one thing, but break another.
Right. And so naturally, the body will heal itself if you give it natural food from nature. And plants are known to have that, the ability to heal your body from the inside out.
Do you think that the mindset's starting to change here?
I hope so. We've been pushing for this for almost 5 years now, and hopefully people have started to realize that, you know, us talking about it and other gyms talking about it and pushing this issue, Department of Health, hopefully the mindset started to change. I know people will come to our program, their mindset's completely started to change in that direction. And the longer they stay with us, the longer their mindset has changed.
Do you have, like, when you're talking to people, because you have a whole gamut of ages, do they understand before they get to you, like, what you're saying, like, these processed foods that I'm eating out of a can are not good for me, but I'm doing it anyway? Or is there a lack of education on that?
Yeah, many people come to us don't know that. They just didn't know. It's like, wow, when I start talking about it and doing my mindset training, you're like, wow, I didn't know that was the problem. I didn't know, like, eating this food causes this. So yeah, I think we need to have more focus on educating our community about the types of food we're eating and how it affects the body. And I think the more we can do that collaboratively as a team, I think that'll really help our community see things. And the more educated you are, now you have opportunities to make choices. You can say, okay, well, do I eat this food or do I eat the food that'll heal my body? But if you don't know, most people don't know what they don't know, and then they'll just continue eating the food they're eating because they don't know it's actually the cause of the ailment they have.
You can totally tell the difference. It's KBZK which really points it out for me, because they show
videos. The old videos, yeah.
And there's everybody there is the picture of health and wellness.
Right.
And then, you know, it's just different today.
Yeah.
I don't want to body shame anybody or anything like that, but you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You've seen it. You can totally tell the difference.
I was watching the church services on Sunday, and exactly, we were looking at some from back in the day versus now, and you can see it.
What happened in those 20 years, though? Because we were getting container boats and stuff back then.
Right. But the majority of the food they were eating was local. That was the difference. Maybe 80% was local, 20% was imported, the food they were eating.
There had to be like retailers and stuff then, though, that were selling it. Was it just harder to buy from those?
Yeah,
like it was more expensive?
More expensive, and they were far and in between. So some people had to travel just to the market to get it, to a certain place. They didn't have it in each village, if you know what I mean.
Like these little stores?
Yeah, these little stores now, it's everywhere. You can just walk over in front of your house and buy chips and sodas and stuff. Back in the day, there were certain stores, maybe in Fangatongo, the local area, so everybody who lived on the east side, west side, had to make their way there, and finding cars at the time was not very easy.
So
wasn't there. And that's why 80% of the food they ate was natural from nature, 20% from imported food. Now it's completely flipped. It's probably 80% imported food and 20% natural food, which is causing a major problem to the body. And so I highly recommend that you eat local foods.
This is the problem, though, is when you have the two foods in front of you, the natural food versus the chips and the soda, the chips and the soda just taste better. I don't know. It does something to your brain. Like as soon as you have that sugar, you get that spike. And
it's highly palatable food. And that's the danger about it. So sugar, oil, fat, combine those three, you're in danger. Because once you eat that, everything fires up in the brain. It just, dopamine's released, everything in the brain fires up. And so that's why it's so addictive. And that's why I recommend to people, if you can cut out oil, sugar, and any kind of fatty foods in your food, it'll actually help you stay healthy. Because you're right, looking at ice cream and cake versus eating a breadfruit, you're like, I'm eating the ice cream and cake. Every time. The problem is the ice cream and cake is like 10 times more calories than the breadfruit. And the body actually talks in calories. And so the more calories you eat, the more body fat you store. And so the body doesn't know the difference. Oh, more calories, eat. And of course, there's a mechanism in our body that's actually, we're trained naturally from history, historically, to survive. And it'll say, okay, yeah, those are the types of, we got to eat more. There's famine coming. Unfortunately, the famine never comes now. And you know it, I know it never happens here. There's food all year round. There's never a famine. So the body never adjusts to it. It's still eating because, it was through famine. And then you get 200 pounds, 300, 400 pounds. We got people in our group that are 600 pounds, and we're trying to get them to cut back and release all that body fat. And just the body doesn't know what to do with it. And it just restores it and stores it and stores it until it becomes a major issue for the body.
What about alcohol? Like, I know you kind of, and you're LDS, you're an LDS guy, so you probably don't drink at all, right?
No, no alcohol. And studies have shown that alcohol is...
But there's a lot of people that do, though.
Yes. And so in our program, we have a rule called no soda, and the A in the program is alcohol, no alcohol. Alcohol is a poison. It actually damages the liver and the kidneys, so we highly recommend you stay away from alcohol. And our ancestors never drank alcohol. Yes, they had ava or kava, which is not even alcohol, and they didn't drink it every weekend, so which is a big deal for us. But I highly recommend, alcohol is a poison. Please stay away from it. That would be number one on the list to get rid of.
Even if you just like a glass of wine or something?
Even a glass of wine damages the body. It's like,
is that right? Because I thought back in the day that the doctor said you're supposed to have a glass of wine a day.
The funny thing is, there are certain nutrients that they say it's in the wine, but it's actually from the plants, the fruits that are used to make them. So I say just eat the fruits, forget the wine. So you get all the benefits there without any of the side effects. It's just like a drug, right? Okay, there's some benefit to it, but mostly side effects. Wine, some benefit, mostly side effects. So I recommend you eat the fruits and vegetables. You
right.
get more benefit from that.
And the wine and the alcohol, that's alcohol. Another thing that's basically coming in out of a can.
Right.
You think it's fermented fruit or whatever, right. but there's all sorts of other chemicals and
exactly.
sugars in there
it's
that
in
you
there.
Don't think about.
And it's highly processed food, and they're empty calories.
You know, yeah. Boy, the calorie math on alcohol is such a ripoff.
Right.
It's like a stick of butter.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. One can of beer, it's like three Big Macs. It's,
right, so alcohol, so fat, nine calories per gram. Alcohol, 7 calories per gram. Fruits and vegetables, 4 or less calories per gram. So you take a pick. I'd rather eat fruits and vegetables.
For me, it's always been the alcohol. Like, I'll have like a beer or a glass of wine or something like that. And, I don't go out and... I don't get crazy on it or
right,
anything like
right.
that. You're probably not going to see me locked up for a PPD, I hope. What happens, though, and I think what happens to a lot of other people, is you're having the alcohol, right? And then you gravitate toward, you got to eat after that.
Right.
You know, you got to have
a base.
What type
of food do you usually want to eat after that?
You're not eating breadfruit.
That's right. You're not eating any healthy stuff. It's mostly like, fried chicken and all that other stuff that
yeah.
you want to eat. So
and then you go to bed. It's not like you're doing a calorie burn.
Right.
You know, it's not like breakfast where you eat and then you go work it all off. Yeah, you go,
right.
you crash and then you, yeah.
That, it's all downhill from there.
Yeah, you go into hibernation mode and you sleep with a big stomach full of junk and then
right.
I guess that just processes the fat. You
yeah,
do it over and over again. And I think here, especially because the borders have been locked down, we've had a surplus of cash. There's a lot of drinking going on.
A lot.
You know, there's just, what are we going to do? We got these little parties and stuff.
Right.
And
we're social beings, right? And
right.
call your friends over, let's have alcohol and drink. But people don't really connect the two. There's a danger there. And unfortunately, when we're around, it's the biggest influence in our lives is in the environment, the people we surround ourselves with.
Mm-hmm.
So if you hang out with people that drink, most likely you're going to drink. And the more they drink, the more you're going to drink. And so unless you break yourself free or make a commitment to yourself this year that, okay, this year I'm going to go alcohol free, I guarantee you your health will improve, bar none. It'll improve. Even if you say, I'm going to do it for a month. Just do it for a month, 30 days, and see what happens. You will be surprised how well you'll feel without alcohol. So I highly recommend no alcohol.
It's tough, though, because the weekend comes around, and it's like... Man, John, you were so good. You deserve this one glass of wine, you know?
And
have
it's staring
a
at
nice
you at home.
Have a nice wine or with your family or have some friends over. And then next thing I know, I'm 6 slices into a tropical pizza.
Exactly.
You know?
So, definitely no alcohol. I recommend stay away from that. Eat healthy food from nature. It'll take 30, so studies have shown this, 30 days to actually change your taste buds back to natural. Right now, our taste buds are really just going after the sugar, the oil, the fat, the salt, all of them combined. But if you can stay away from that stuff for 30 days, you'll see that fruits and vegetables actually taste better. They taste sweeter, you enjoy eating them, and you actually start to look forward to eat them.
And then when you do fall off and eat that bad food, boy, you feel it.
You feel it, yeah, absolutely.
It's almost like a hangover the next day.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the body telling you, okay, this stuff's not good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, boy, is that an eye-opener.
Yeah.
Because you... Think about it, and before you started eating clean, you're like, man, I eat this every day. Jeez,
yep.
What was I doing to myself?
Right. And so that's why our program is 6 weeks long. We start next week. Come and join us. We'd like you to see that 6 weeks. You can do that great, and we'd love to have you over.
Coach Will, I always love talking to you, man. I know we go long. We're about 15 minutes into this.
But, no problem.
It's appreciate important it. Stuff to cover, I think.
Yeah, absolutely, especially with the pandemic, with COVID-19. You know, your immune system, you need to eat healthy for your immune system. Otherwise, right. you compromise your immune system, you have a higher risk of getting COVID, and then, of course, suffering really bad from it.
Yeah, and then not going anywhere.
Right.
We've been here. Everybody's been locked up and passing the time somehow.
And messes with the mind.
Yeah. Because, you know, when you're getting ready for a trip off island or something like that, you're like, I'm going to lose weight. Right, maybe you're going to a wedding or something. Yeah. And it just, there's not that stuff happening for the last
and
2 years.
Of course. And nobody's looking forward to going because they're like, I'm going to be stuck in quarantine for a while.
Man,
like,
you,
I don't want to do
that. Oh, seriously. I was talking to a guy. He came in. He was one of those. He was the guy I had talking about concrete the other morning.
Yeah.
And he was quarantined for like 75% of his trip.
Wow.
So he was out for like 3 days and then he's back on the next flight out of here.
Wow.
I think he left last night. Yeah.
Wow.
It's crazy. Same with Joey. He did 6 weeks on off island. Like he was on leave.
Right.
Three of that was in hotel rooms. Who wants to deal
exactly.
with that?
Exactly.
It's crazy.
So it's like, I don't want to travel.
Did you travel at all?
Nope.
Yeah. Same
I'm
here.
Like
man.
You. I'm like, no, I'll wait.
Yeah. Just wait until this madness ends.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Coach Will, good luck. So you got the Facebook page and best way to get a hold of you?
Yeah. Slimmer Stronger You Fitness Center on Facebook, slimmerstrongeryou.com. You can give us a call at 699-6404. Or you can stop by our gym over here at CSL right behind the Red Cross across from procurement.
All right. Thanks, man. Good
Thank
luck.
Thank you, sir. Thank
Say
you,
hi to CC and everybody.
Will do.
All right. Go Huskies.
All right. All right. Take All care, John.
93 KHJ.